This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw in Romans 6 that to experience the positional reality of being dead to sin but alive to God, there are some negative steps you need to take. Now let's continue our study of Romans 6 to see what the positive steps entail. Verse 13 says that instead of letting sin reign and offering the parts of your body to sin, offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. When sin reigned in your body, you would not think of offering the parts of your body to God because they were defiled. Now, however, you are forgiven. As one who is forgiven, offer yourself to God. That is, let God know your heart allegiance is to Him and that you are available to Him. Then, offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. In the place of the former negatives, add these positives. Give God your heart, hands, feet, eyes, ears, and tongue. Consciously surrender them to God. Let Him know that you understand they belong to Him to use as He sees fit. Then, when He calls on you, obey what He asks you to do. Consider yourself to be a slave, because you are slaves to the one whom you obey. Verse 16. When you offer yourself to God and the parts of your body as well, and you respond to God's call with obedience, it will result in righteousness. These steps flow out of a genuine faith that counts on your being dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is how you experience the positional realities of being in Christ.